Many people planning for pregnancy ask the same question. Could I be carrying a genetic condition without knowing it? Carrier screening is designed to answer that question before pregnancy begins. Genetic disease can show up in two different ways. Dominant conditions run visibly through a family, passed from one generation to the next, often affecting multiple relatives. Recessive conditions work differently. They can sit quietly in a family's DNA for generations without anyone knowing and without anyone being affected. Cystic fibrosis, sickle cell anemia, spinal muscular atrophy, and thalassemia are common examples of autosomal recessive conditions. Carrier screening looks at DNA to identify these and other recessive genetic mutations, also known as carrier states. Here is the basic biology behind how it works. The body is built from trillions of cells, and inside every cell are chromosomes, the structures that hold DNA, the hereditary instructions for the human body. Each person has 23 pairs of chromosomes, one from each parent. Within each chromosome, specific stretches of DNA are organized into genes, and because every chromosome comes in a pair, every gene does too. Changes within a gene are called variants. Most variants are harmless, the kind behind ordinary differences like hair or eye color. Some variants, called mutations, stop a gene from working the way it should, and that can lead to genetic disease. A person, in this case an intended parent, who has one working copy of a gene and one non-working copy, is called a carrier. For most recessive genetic disorders, carriers are healthy and symptom-free. However, if both intended parents carry the same recessive condition, there is a 25% risk that any child they have together will be affected by the disorder. And depending on the severity of the disease, this could mean a lifetime of specialized care for that child. Conversely, if the intended parents discover the risk through carrier screening prior to pregnancy, IVF with specialized testing can often select embryos unaffected by the specific disease, reducing risk for their future children. And for intended parents planning to conceive using donor eggs or donor sperm, they can use the information from their carrier screening to select a donor who doesn't have any mutations in common with them. A single DNA sample can screen for carrier status across hundreds of genetic diseases at once, giving a clear picture of inherited risk before pregnancy begins, so the path forward is informed rather than uncertain.